Vayter in Shas, we are in Menachos, Daf Mem Zayin. Pick up the top of the page by Tanu Rabbanon. Tanu Rabbanon, Kivsi Atzeres, Ein Mekadshin Es Alechem El B'Shechita. The only way you're going to be Mekadish Alechem, then now it's called holy, is if it is done through the Shechita. Even though you wave it together before you do the Shechita, the waving is not going to go and make it Kadosh. It's only through actually Shechita, and we're going to see this in the Pesukim. Ketzad. What exactly is the case we're talking about? Shachtan Lishman Vizark Taman Lishman. If you did Shechita and Zvika Lishman, Kadosh Alechem, Kadosh Alechem, then suddenly the Lechem is Kadosh. Rashi says, Mutter Bechil, it's not Mutter to eat. Shachtan Shalolishman Vizark Taman Shalolishman, then lo Kadosh Alechem, Kadosh Alechem, then it does not become Kadosh. Rashi says, Velo Tafis Pidyono. Bekedushas shtei alechem, elik bedushas shar kedushas kedusha lishcha. Tos kaanim yalifla mikir bekarbanosh alze machtodam. Magich im nizbach shalol shem toda lo kiddush lachma vikivsei atzeres demikatshe lechem mitoda ve'el nazir gam rinan. It doesn't take on the kedusha of the shtei halechem. But it does remain the general monetary kedusha that it had before. So if someone were at this point to go to say they want to redeem it onto money, the money would not take on the kedusha of the shtei alechem, which would be the case. It would mean that the money would have to be used specifically to buy shtei alechem, but it would require only the general kedusha that's given to communal karbanos. That it can be used to buy any type of communal offering. Shachton l'shman v'zorg dam and shaloshman. Whatever you did, one at the other. You shachton l'shman, but you threw the dam, not l'shma. No, we machlokes. Alechem kadosh ve'eno kadosh. We're going to explain what that means. Tiri Rabbi says it's kadosh ve'eno kadosh. He said that if the shchit is done, l'shman is weak as not. It's a little bit kadosh. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omer le'olam eino kadosh. Nope, it's not kadosh at all. Atchitul l'shman v'zorg dam l'shman. It's got to have both of them that are done. If not, then it's not kadosh. My time of the Rebbe. What's the reason of Rebbe that he says that it's kadosh v'eino kadosh? For the pshat, chesiv es ha'ayil yaseh zevach shlamim l'Hashem al sal hamatzos, and that is that the ram shall be a zevach shlamim for Hashem with the basket of unleavened loaves. Lameimra, the shchita mekadosh, mekatsha. Come to tell you that the shchita, because the zevach that itself is going to be a mekadosh. So the shchita, the shtei alechem, those lambs over there are going to be makdish shtei alechem. The Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. What about him? How does he explain this pasuk? Ya'aseh means atchi ya'aseh kol asi yosaf, until you do everything that needs to be done. The Rabbi, what about Rabbi who says that it is chetzi kadosh? He says Rabbi namir ksev ya'aseh. It says that no. Oh, iksev zevach ya'aseh ketikam. If we would have said zevach ya'aseh, then it would make sense what you're saying. Hashem ksev ya'aseh zevach b'mayaseh. Then what does it make it then? Bezvicha with the shechita alone. I mean that itself is enough. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon ksev zevach says zevach. It seems to be Masha, the only thing you need is a shechita. Ahum, we look at Rabbi Yochanan, Dam Rabbi Yochanan, and I call modem shetach shei lechem, which has shechita. Everyone agrees there has to be lechem there at the time of the shechita. Rashi says, I call modem, if you Rabbi Eliezer, Dam Rizvika Iker, modi, the tzach shei lechem, b'shat shechita. It's got to be there. We lo, have a shat shechita, lo mekach le Zvika. The shechita is not going to be kach it. My kodesh v'en kodesh. What does it mean when Rabbi said it's kodesh v'en kodesh? Abaye yamar, abaye. It means it's kadosh, but not completely kadosh. Rava Amar kadosh v'eino nitar. It's kadosh, but it does not become mutter. As she says, that means la kohanim, not mutter for the kohanim. Yeah. Might be now, what's the difference between these two pshatim? Ika be now, the mitzvah spidyono, like we saw in the Rashi over there, that is to be tofis, whether the bread's redemption money has a kedusha as well. La baye, tofis spidyono, konta baye. Yup, it is tofis spidyono, right? Because he says kadosh v'eino gamor. La rava, he says kadosh v'eino nitar, it's not mutter for them, because if it's low tofis spidyono, it's not going to be tofis. Bishlam rava makes sense, going to rava. According to rava, it says not tofis spidyono. Hanu dika bin rabbi, l'rabbi elazar b'rabbi shimon. There's now we understand the difference. These two over here, Rabbi and Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi, the bread has this full kedusha of the shechita. The redemption is ineffective, and the money receives no kedusha, like we said above. According to Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon, the shechita alone did not give the bread with any physical sanctity. The redemption is fully effective. The money receives the monetary sanctity on the bread, and the bread becomes chulin. What's going to be the difference in the two? According to both of them, the money receives monetary kedusha. And what legal point then do they differ? If sule biyotze, the difference to them is whether it's possible for the bread, the loaves, to be possible through leaving the azara, when they leave the azara. That is the question, right? Only something that has kedusha guf is going to be possible when it leaves the area. So according to Rebbe, that the Shechita gives it at least partial physical Kedusha, it's considered no good if they leave the Azara. And it would therefore not help to have other Shlem Shechted for them. According to Rebbe Elazar Shimon, they receive no physical Kedusha with the Shechita. They're only the monetary Kedusha, Kedusha's Mammon, that they had before. They're not invalidated by leaving the Chatzer. Therefore, they may have other lambs Shechted for them. When it comes to the lambs of Shavuot, let's see, the dam, not lishma. Also, what's the din when it comes to the din of achila? A libidaman, who do you want to go with? He said it's makadosh. Therefore, it never got the shtei alechem kedush in the first place, and it's just kedushas damim. And therefore, it's going to be usher to go and to eat. Ialiba de Rebbe, if you want to go according to Rebbe, bein la baye, bein la rava, kadosh v'nito. Whether it's going according to baye or rava, the bread is kadosh, but it's not mutter to be eaten. So it's comes out that Shmuel's question is not really a question. Ela liba da itana. Let's go according to the following Tana. The Tana Avod Rabbi Yirmi Varava. Shtei Alechem Sheyotzu Bein Shechita L'Zrika. The Shtei Alechem left the Azara. Between the Shechita of the Shlamim and the throwing of the Dam. Vizarek Damim Shal Kvasim Chutzes Manim. And according to the blood outside of its time. Rabbi Lezer Omer. Ein Balechem Mishum Pigal. Bread does not fall to a problem of Pigal. Kiv Omer. Yesh Balechem Mishum Pigal. It absolutely is Pigal. Both these Tanaim hold according to Rebbe. The Amr Shechita Makatsha says that Shechita is Makatsha. So the bread is puzzled when it leaves Azara, like we said before. Mir Rebbe Lezer Latame goes according to his logic. The Amr Ein Zrika Moelis Liotze. He says that Zrika doesn't help in reference to something that has left the area it's supposed to be in. Rebbe Kiva Latame. The Amr Zrika Moelis Liotze. He says, in another place, the Zrika does work in reference to something that's left its designated area, it's left its designated place. It says Rashi about a Rashi, the Pasul Machmas Tavracher, who, because the Farsh was silly, very common, like we said at the end of the first parak. Beep, turn the page. Mem Zayin Rebeis, De Tanan, for everything, then a Mishnah, Mishnah, and Me'ila. Emur, Kachem Kalim, Shatul Lufnei, Zrika's Damim, the sacrificial parts of Kachem Kalim that left the Azara before the throwing of the dam. There's no me'ila, even after the dam is thrown. You're not chayv for any of these type of things over here. You're chayv for them for those things as well. Now, Mai, what would Rabbi Kiva say in the case of this question of Shmuel by Rabbi Yitzchak? Do we say that since, according to Rikiva, throwing that was done with the kavana of pigle is going to make pigle, the bread pigle that was possible because it left the Azara, kebasar, do we say, mizukini pigle, kavala lechem pigle biyotse, kebasar, zrika shalo lishma, nami sharia leila lechem, so too, this question of Shomayitzai, because the zrika zadam, the throwing of the dam, not for the not lishma, should matir the bread to be eaten. Odelma, maybe we say lechurma arminan lekul arminan. When it's going to end up by a churma, even an improper zrika connects with bread, with the bread of the lambs. Lekul arminan, we don't say it when it comes to kula. Maskevar papa umi mai dechi istnu abroi pligi. And how do you know that it's when the loaves were outside the courtyard at the time the dam was thrown? Dabbalaz and Rabbi Kiva are arguing. Maybe where the loaves were outside the Azara, at the time of the Zrika, everyone's going to be masking, but the Zrika is not going to help in reference to making the bread which left the courtyard pigle. Uvahadar Ailinu Pligi. And it's about a case where the loaves were brought back into the Azara before the Zrika that they're arguing. And that this is what we're saying. He says, Shrita is going to be Mikadesh. And therefore the loaves become possible and they leave. Therefore, they don't become possible by leaving the Azara. In fact, how am I? What are you talking about? Iamar bishom Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Sirele, Tamashchita Makachelo, or Tishchita Makadish. How did it come Rabbi Kiva to Kachelo Bishchita? That's why Rabbi Kiva says that the loaves become Kadosh from the Shchita. The Asya Zrika Kavala of a Pigle. And then the Zrika with a Pigle Kavana comes and makes a Pigle. El Iamar Kirabi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Sirele, the Amar Zvicha Lo Makacha. If you want to say that Rabbi Kiva holds a Gerelazar, Rav Shimon says that the Shechit alone is not going to mekadesh the bread. The Zrika's pigle mean mekacha. And the Zrika with a pigle, kavara, come and be mekadesh them. That makes sense? Farmer v'yadam ha'av. Zrika's pigle and mevi'ele de me'ila ve'enim otzi'el de me'ila. The Zrika with pigle, kavana, doesn't make something me'ila. It doesn't get something out of being me'ila. Enim mevi'ele de me'ila ve'enim mekacham ka'alam ve'enim otzi'el de me'ila ve'besar kacham kacham. It doesn't bring it into be me'ila with a murim kachim kalim, and it doesn't take it out of it with kachim kachim. So we see from Rav Gidl that a zrika with pigal, with kavana for pigal, is not considered a zrika. So how can a papa say that a zrika with a pigal kavana has the ability to go and to makadish the breads to allow them to become pigal? Says Gemara, lav itosav to Rav Gidl marav. Wasn't that then Rav Gidl Rav knocked out? It was knocked out. Therefore, well, she says in the Gemara Megillah, Me'ilah. Therefore, this Pshat of Rav Papa is back up and running, and we have the we can explain Rabbi Kiva's opinion like we did, like he did. So our question is, to according to whom does Shmuel Rabbi Yitzchak make his questions? Really, we didn't answer.
Let's say you have the kibsay tzavs that they're done properly. The lambs were shechted for the lishma, and then the bread was lost.
What's the din? Whether the kohen can throw their dam, not lishma, to matter the meat to be eaten. Right? It's partially if he throws it for themselves. Lishma, you got to destroy it. Right, even according to Bananas, it says that the loaves are not the ikar, because we say even he's masking that there's a bond between the two of them. So if one is lost, it's going to be destroyed. But maybe over here we can uproot it in the first place of doing it lishma. Amalei yesh lecha davar sheino kasher lishma. Hey, if something, have you ever seen something that's not good? It's not kasher when his dam is thrown for his own sake for kasher lishma. But it's going to be good when it's done shalolishma. How are you talking about? Below, we don't find that. Very Pesach kodem chatzos. What do we come Pesach before chatzos? They don't kosher lishma. It's not kosher for the lishma. But kosher lishma is kosher lishma. Achanami amina yishcha davar shinir lishma. V'nitcha mi lishma. V'ainu kosher lishma. V'kosher shalolishma. You ever find something that was near lishma, that was fit for its own sake, v'nitcha mi lishma, was rejected on being brought for its own sake, like these things, the Enu Kosher Lishmo, is now invalid if brought for the Shmo, the Kosher Lishmo Shmo, but it's going to be because it was Alishmo. He says, going below. Why do we not find that? Crazy case. Very Pesach Achizmano B'Shayim Moshashana. What about Pesach after its time, the rest of the year? It was fit to be done Lishmo from Chatzos of, until, on the 14th of Nisan. When it's passed, it's rejected from your bought lishmo, but it's still be bought shalosh lishmo, and therefore it would be good. Chashamim, hachi kamin. That's what it means to say. Yishchat davar shenira lishmo v'nishchat lishmo. It's something that near lishmo, something that was at what time fit, and it was shechted lishmo. V'nivchel mi lishmo, and then was rejected from being like these lambs after the loaves are lost. V'inu kosher lishmo, no good. V'kosher shalosh lishmo. Somer v'lo, v'ari toda. What about the toda? All these things are true, and yet still valid when it's offered not for its own sake. Shani told the Rachmana Kari Shlomim. No, it's different because the Torah calls it a Shlomim.
seemingly you can't do this type of thing. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.